بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger and prophet to all of humanity. وقال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advises in the Quran, He says to us, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. Do not die except that you're doing what the Creator wanted you to do. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all to die in a state of al-Islam. Ameen. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبات منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء فاتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also, the meaning of which is, O mankind, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, who created you from a single soul, and this was our father Adam, and from him he created his mate, his wife, and this was our mother Eve. And from them both he brought about many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And do not cut the family ties. Do not cut the family ties. For verily Allah is ever an all watcher over you. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَا يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us and He says to us, O you who believe, once again, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all to be Muslim. Alhamdulillah, who's given us the inclination to want to come to the masjid to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to listen to the reminder. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a reminder for myself and for all of us, inshallah, about the many benefits that we can get from just coming to the masjid like we did today. Coming to the masjid. And all of us know Ramadan is behind us, maybe 2 weeks behind us. And many of us, perhaps, we've stopped coming to the masjid like we were coming during Ramadan. Many of us, we've kind of eased back, taken our foot off the throttle, and we're kind of coasting a little bit. Many of us, maybe we've gotten caught up in the routine that we had before Ramadan. And so maybe because of this, we're finding it hard to come to the masjid. We're finding it hard to find the time or the energy to come to the masjid. And so, inshallah, I'm just going to share a reminder for us to give us an incentive to want to come to the masjid once again, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, as I said before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is ash-shakur. One of the beautiful qualities of Allah is that He is ash-shakur. Ash-shakur means the one who shows the most gratitude. The one who shows the most thanks for the smallest of deeds. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's ash-shakur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us so many rewards, so many blessings for the small things that we do, but in particular in coming to the masjid. So inshallah, this is what we're going to talk about today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands the believers in the Quran, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Allah says, and perform the salat, and give the zakat, and bow down with those who bow down. Bow down with those who bow down. Make ruku with those who make ruku. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't just tell us and perform the salat. He said, perform the salat with the other people who are performing the salat. And many of the ulama, they have said that this is the proof in the Quran that the salat in jama'ah, the salat in congregation, is mandatory for us. It's something that we should strive to do. Brothers and sisters, the first reason why we should come to the masjid is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the masajid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the masajid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحُبُّ الْبِلَّادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَدُ الْبِلَّادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the places most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the earth are the masajid. Those places that have been set aside for the people to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in them. Rasulullah said these are the places most loved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the places that Allah hates the most, dislikes the most, are the marketplaces, the places of business. And subhanAllah, we should reflect, brothers and sisters, how many of us, perhaps we don't come to the masjid because we're busy at work, in the marketplaces, whatever they may be. How many of us, instead of sacrificing and finding some way to come to the masjid, instead we say, well, I got to work. Oh, I'm too busy at work. Oh, I don't have time. And I put myself in there too, because all of us, maybe we're guilty of this to some extent or another. But we should reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the masajid. He loves it when the people come to worship Him. And the places that He dislikes most are the places of business. So brothers and sisters, come to the masjid. Find a way to sacrifice the marketplace. Sacrifice that for the sake of the masjid, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for all of us. Brothers and sisters, how many of us wear the Friday Jummah Muslims? The Muslims that only come to the masjid on Fridays. And once upon a time, this was me. Once upon a time, I was the no masjid Muslim. Didn't come at all. This is when I was first starting out, and I didn't know the importance of coming to the masjid. But how many of us now, we're just the Friday Jummah Muslims. We only come on Friday. And if this is the case, this is terrible, brothers. How many Muslims, they're not even here to listen to this, because maybe they're the two Eid Muslims. They only come to the masjid or to the places of the Eid 2 times a year. And these are the brothers and sisters, you only see them twice a year, maybe, at the Eids. Brothers and sisters, we have to do better than that. We have to do better than that. We have to establish our connection with the masjid. Brothers and sisters, we need to realize, as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is ash-shakur. He is the one who is the most grateful for the smallest of deeds. And from the benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the person who comes to the masjid to worship Him, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He increases His good deeds for him. He multiplies His good deeds for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, Salatul jama'ati taqdulu salatul faddi bisabbin wa ishreena daraja. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, the hadith that all of us know, Rasulullah said, the salat that you make in congregation, in other words, you come to the masjid and you make that salat, He said, it's 27 times greater in reward than the salat that you make by yourself. 27 times greater the reward than the salat that you make by yourself. And we may think about this and we say, Alhamdulillah, 27 times, that's good. But let's put it in perspective. Let's put it in dunya perspective. If somebody were to say, maybe a bank puts out an announcement and says, invest your $100 here today and we'll give you $2,700 tomorrow. Invest $100 with us today and we'll give you $2,700 tomorrow. That's 27 times, right? 27 times the increase. What would happen? The people would be beating that door down trying to get into that bank to give them that money, right? They would be beating down the doors, pushing people out of the way to be the person to give that, make that investment. How about beating down the doors of the masjid? SubhanAllah. If this bank existed and if they made this announcement and if you got the $2,700, is that $2,700 going to help you on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Is that $2,700 going to weigh down your scale of good deeds on Yawm al-Qiyamah? No. But 27 times the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will weigh down our scale of good deeds tomorrow when we stand in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how many of us we can afford to give that up? Brothers and sisters, if we don't come to the masjid trying to get that reward, is it because we're getting there an equal reward somewhere else? Is anybody else offering us 27 times the reward for not coming to the masjid? Brothers and sisters, let's take advantage of that reward as much as we can. And all of us, we can find 50 excuses for why we can't come to the masjid to offer salat. All of us can. And maybe some of those excuses may even sound legitimate, right? Gas is expensive, I don't have time, I got to do this, got to take care of that person. We can find excuses. But are these excuses going to help us tomorrow when we stand in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, another benefit that Allah gives to the people who come to the masjid to worship Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them light on the darkest day. Allah will give them light on the darkest day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِنَ فِي الدُّلَمِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ بِالنُّورِ تَمِّي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give good news of light. Give good news of light to the people who walk to the masjid in the darkness. That Allah will give them complete light. Tammi, complete light on Yawmul Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, Yawmul Qiyamah is going to be a dark day. Listen to the descriptions in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on Yawmul Qiyamah, the sky is going to be like the color of oil. It's going to be dark. When we're crossing across As-Sirat and we ask Allah to allow us to be from those people who cross across As-Sirat, the bridge between over the hellfire and going to Jannah. When we're crossing across As-Sirat, how many of us are going to have a flashlight? Huh? How many of us are going to have a pen light or something? Our light on that day is going to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah is saying, give good news to the people who come to the masjid in the darkness, that Allah will give them complete light on Yawmul Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, reserve your light today. Reserve your light today. If tomorrow they say there's a hurricane coming in 2 days, everybody's going to go to Home Depot and to Lowe's, and they're going to be trying to get the flashlights and the batteries. And many times when you go, they're already cleaned out. No more flashlights, no more batteries. What about on Yawmul Qiyamah? How many of us are going to have time to go to Home Depot on Yawmul Qiyamah and say, hey, I need a flashlight? It's not going to happen. Reserve your light today. And the way you do it is by coming to the masjid in the darkness for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make it easy for us to do this. Brothers and sisters, from the generosity of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah reserves for the people who come to worship Him in the masjid, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives them property in Jannah. Property in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man gada ila al-masjidi wa raha, a'adda Allahu lahu nuzullahu min al-jannati, kullama gada aw raha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person that goes to the masjid in the morning or in the evening, Salatul Fajr, Salatul Isha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares a place for him in Jannah every time he goes to the masjid in the morning or in the evening. SubhanAllah. Allah prepares a place in Jannah for you if you come to the masjid in the morning or in the evening. Is there anybody else that can give us property in Jannah but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And SubhanAllah, how easy is this? Come to the masjid, Allah reserves a place for you in Jannah. SubhanAllah, it's so easy. SubhanAllah, the generosity of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, if we don't come to the masjid, is it because perhaps somebody is offering us something better than this? Is there anybody offering us something better than a place in Jannah for not coming to the masjid? And yet and still we stay away. And yet and still we find excuses. And I put myself in there because all of us, we're human. All of us, we're living the life of this dunya. And like I said, all of us, we can come up with excuses. But inshallah, the purpose of this khutbah is just to give us an incentive to want to come to the masjid. Give us a push to push ourselves harder, inshallah, to come to the masjid. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect that the season of Hajj is coming up shortly. And some of us, alhamdulillah, they're going to be going to make the Hajj. But how many of us, we have immediate plans to go to the Hajj? Probably very few. But think about this. 5 times a day. 35 times a week, we have the opportunity to make a journey for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the opportunity to set out on a journey to go and worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that's what coming to the masjid is. It's like you're making a minor hajj. You're leaving the comfort of your home. You're leaving your life and everything else that you got going on. You're leaving that behind you. And you're setting off on a journey to come to the house of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to worship Him. Brothers and sisters, let's try to come as much as possible. And I said brothers and sisters because during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ummuhat al-Mu'mineen, the wives of the mothers of the believers, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to perform their salat in the masjid. In the masjid. So if the mothers of the believers would come to the masjid to offer their salat, what about our wives? What about our sisters? What about our daughters? And there's a hadith that says that, you know, the salat for the woman is better in her home, but we should put it into its proper perspective. We're not saying 5 times a day the sisters need to come to the masjid. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the reward is there for the sisters as well. If the reward was not there, would the mothers of the believers have come to the masjid every time to offer the salat? Think about it. So this is a word of encouragement for the brothers and the sisters. Come to the masjid. How many sisters, they fall by the wayside because they have no connection with the masjid? Because when you come to the masjid, you're going to meet your sisters in Islam. When you come to the masjid, you're going to benefit from the halakas, from the dars, from the short talks, from the little seminars. You're going to benefit from that. When they come to the masjid, they're going to benefit from being around their believing sisters. And just like it benefits us to be around the believing brothers, it increases us in iman. It makes us stronger Muslims. It's the same thing for the sisters. How many sisters, they fall by the wayside because they have no connection with the masjid? So brothers, I want to encourage you to encourage your wives to come to the masjid, especially on Friday, so that they benefit from the reminder as well, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, from the benefits of coming to the masjid that Allah reserves for the people that come, is that Allah makes it a way for them to lighten their load. Lighten their load of sins and weigh down their luggage with good deeds. Lighten their loads of sins and weigh down their good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من تطهر في بيته ثم مشى إلى البيت من بيوت الله ليؤدي فريضة من فرائض الله كانت خطواته كانت خطواته إحداهما تخط هتياتا والأخرى ترفع درجة. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever purifies himself in his home, he makes wudu in his home, and then he sets out to go to one of the houses of Allah to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one of the 5 obligatory prayers. Rasulullah said, with every step that this person takes to the masjid, Allah wipes away his sin. And with every other step, he's increasing him in good deeds. Subhanallah. You're lightening your load of the bad, and you're weighing yourself down with the good. This is from the benefits, the blessings that Allah reserves for the people who put forth the effort to come to the masjid to worship Him. Alhamdulillah, Allah is so merciful to us. Allah is so generous to us. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. There's nothing that Allah mandated for us except that there's much benefit in it for us. Anything that Allah has told us we should do, there's benefit in it for us. Beyond just the fact that you're obeying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives you so much more extra. Brothers and sisters, some of us, including myself, we don't live very close to the masjid. Some of us, we live far away from the masjid. And some of us might say, man, I can't make it to the masjid because, you know, the gas is expensive, it takes too much time, the distance is so long. You know, we can come up with many excuses. But look at the incentive that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the person who comes from a faraway distance to worship Him in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ab'adu fal-ab'adu minal masajidi addamu ajran. Rasulullah said, the further away that someone is from the masjid, the greater his reward will be for coming to the masjid. The further away you are from the masjid, the greater your reward will be for coming to the masjid. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a shakur. He is the one who shows the greatest gratitude for the smallest of deeds. So just, you know, this is a word of encouragement for those of us that live far from the masjid. Because, you know, we can come up with excuses. But can we come up with the reward any other kind of way? No. So brothers and sisters, as I said, all of us, we can come up with excuses. Some of us might say, well, they make salat too late in the masjid. By the time I get home, it's going to be past certain time. Or they pray salat to the fajr too early in the masjid. And I just can't get up that early and come, and then I got to go to work and whatever. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He changes the seasons. If today we're making salat at 9:30, a month from now we'll be making it at 8:30. And a month from then it'll be 7:30. If today we're making salat in the masjid at 5 in the morning, Next month we'll be making it at 6 in the morning maybe. So Allah changes the seasons. And so everybody has the opportunity, at least some point in the year, to come to the masjid. So brothers and sisters, just a word of encouragement for myself and for you. Let's try to find reasons to come to the masjid. And I've just given us a bunch right here. Let's find reasons to come to the masjid, and let's not find excuses to not come to the masjid. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all of us to leave the comfort of our lives to come and worship Him in the masjid, inshaAllah. أقول لكم هذا واستغفر الله لكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us, we know that the first thing we're going to be questioned about tomorrow is our salat. Is our salat. So why not protect your salat? Why not make your salat the best that it can be? Why not try to get the biggest bang for your buck when it comes to the salat? By offering your salat in the masjid as much as possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَفِّدُوا عَلَى صَلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاتِ الْوُسْطَى وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ كَانِتِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, guard strictly the five salat, especially the middle salat, and stand before your Lord with obedience. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the way they guarded their salat was they prayed their salat in the masjid as much as possible. So I just want to encourage all of us to do the same thing. We all say that we're Muslim. We all say we're followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why not do what he did? Why not make salat in the masjid as much as possible? Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in a very well-known hadith, Rasulullah said, لَيْسَ صَلَاتُ الْأَثْقَلَ عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ وَالْإِشَاءِ وَلَاوْ يَأْلَمُونَ مَا فِيهِ مَالْ أَتَوْهُمَا وَلَاوْ حَبْوًا. Rasulullah said that there is no salat that is heavier on the hypocrites than Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha in the masjid. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. There is no salat that is heavier. In other words, it's harder for them than Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha. And Rasulullah said if they had known the reward for performing these two salat, they would come to the masjid even if they had to crawl. And this is the munafiq. He said this about the hypocrites. If the hypocrites knew about the reward that they would receive for praying Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha in the masjid, the hypocrites would come even if they had to crawl. So what about us? And we ask Allah to not make us from the munafiqeen, from the hypocrites. What about us? Imagine that for a second. What would it take for us to come to the masjid even if we had to crawl? If that was the only way we could come to the masjid, how many of us, what would it take for us to come and crawl to the masjid? How about just in terms of the dunya? If somebody said $1 million for whoever crawls to the masjid, every time they come for Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha, how many of us would crawl to the masjid? I guarantee every one of us would make at least the effort. Right? If every time you came to the masjid for Salat al-Fajr al-Isha, $1 million, there you go. SubhanAllah. Rasulullah said, if you knew the reward, you would come even if you had to crawl. What about if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, if you come to the masjid for Salat al-Fajr, Salat al-Isha, you'll be saved from the hellfire? How many of us would make that effort to come to the masjid? Because you know it's going to be something great. You know it's going to be something good. You know it's going to be something that's important to you. If Rasulullah said you would come even if you had to crawl. Brothers and sisters, Yawmul Qiyamah is not that far away from us. Yawmul Qiyamah is not that far away from us. And all of us, even though we may forget it, we're a heartbeat away from being in the hereafter. A heartbeat away from being in the hereafter. So brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage all of us, take advantage of the time that you have. How many people they put off coming to the masjid until they get to the point where they can't come to the masjid? People have strokes all the time. People get instant hardship all the time. And today, alhamdulillah, all of us proved that we can come to the masjid. A brother came from out of town and he found a way to come to the masjid. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, let's take advantage of our lives while we still have them. Let's take advantage of this opportunity. Remember your brothers and sisters around the world who can't come to the masjid. SubhanAllah, our brothers and sisters in China, they're being persecuted to the extent they can't come to the masjid. They couldn't even participate in the Ramadan. The government and the powers that be tried to stop them from fasting during the month of Ramadan, much less go to the masjid. Our brothers in Palestine, I was reading an article about our brothers and sisters there. They live a half hour away. Muslims living a half hour away from Masjid al-Aqsa. They've never been to the masjid. Why? Because the people there, they make it so hard for them. The people there, they give them such hard times. The people there, they prevent them from coming to the masjid a half hour away from Masjid al-Aqsa, and they've never been there. It's not because they don't want to go. So what's our excuse for not coming to the masjid? Alhamdulillah, we have so much freedom here. We can come and go as we want. Nobody's going to stop you from coming to the masjid. The only people that stop us from coming to the masjid is ourselves. So brothers and sisters, just let's remember this huge blessing that we have, because wallahi, tomorrow we may not have it. Tomorrow we may not be able to come to the masjid. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all of us to come to the masjid to worship Him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among the people who get the greatest rewards for leaving the comfort of their lives to come and worship Him in the masjid. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do the best that we can and become the best Muslims that we can become before the day comes when we're standing in front of Almighty Allah.